Before we get on to telephone numbers, I want to take you through an exercise. This time, we did a journey through your house. I want you to now extend that journey from your house out into the main road. So a typical journey could be starting from your front door, for example. Then you go to your front gate, if you've got one. Then the third stage could be the pavement. Now, I don't know what happens from then onwards. Maybe you've got a bus stop then. Perhaps you've got a donut stand. And then finally, traffic lights. So I just want six stages this time, okay? Again, work that out, pause the program, and then come back. So have you got all six stages now so we can lay down some more information? Remember, as always, the trick is that the journey will preserve the order of the information that you're about to learn. So we'll go through this one together. Now this time, I'm going to give you a series of characters. So don't worry about the numbers for the time being. Just think about the characters. So imagine that you're standing at the front door. You've just opened the front door, and in front of you is Charles Atlas. Remember, he's the bodybuilder. So he's standing there lifting up a pair of weights. Again, use all your cortical skills. Touch, taste, sight, smell, sound. Use humor, exaggeration, color. Okay? Logic as well. What's he doing there? Bit of a shock, isn't it? Okay, so now leave Charles alone. Now go to the second stage of your journey. Maybe you're at the front gate now. Now, who do you meet there? This time, you're going to meet Dan Aykroyd of Ghostbusters fame. So what would you associate him with? Well, maybe he's got that big power pack on and he's shooting some ectoplasm, that slimy stuff. Okay, got the picture there, nice colorful picture. Okay, so you pass by Dan and you go to the next stage, wherever you are now. Maybe you're on the pavement. Make sure it's a nice convenient stop. This time you're going to meet that famous character from the past, Emperor Nero. Now, I associate him with one hand sticking out and he's got his thumb down. He's giving you the thumbs down for whatever reason. Okay. Look at him. Now pass him by. Go to the next stage of the journey. Maybe it's a bus stop. I don't know what your street's like. So, wherever you are now, here's the next character. You're going to meet Bram Stoker. You know, the guy that wrote Dracula. So his action would be driving a stake in. You got that? And this is happening at the fourth stage, wherever that is. Okay, just two more to go. So wherever you are now, you may be at a donut stand or somewhere. This time you're going to see Eric Clapton. So obviously now you're going to use sound. He's playing his guitar. What sort of music is he playing? Is it electric guitar, acoustic? Maybe he's playing Layla. Okay. Say goodbye to Eric. Now go to the last stage, wherever that is. You may be at the traffic lights now. This time, you meet Ernest Hemingway, the writer. So I associate him with reading a book. Again, use your skills. Use a bit of exaggeration. Make the book a really big one, sort of outsized book, so it stands out in your mind. All right? So just six characters. Okay, now return and review the scenes in your mind. Don't rush into this. What happened at the front door? A guy with some weights. Yeah, it's Charles Atlas. Now go to the front gate. Who is it? Somebody shooting ectoplasm. It's got to be Dan Aykroyd. Okay, move on. Who can you see now? Emperor Nero, the guy with the thumbs down. Okay, moving on. Bram Stoker, driving a stake in. Second to last, we've got somebody playing something. It's got to be Eric Clapton playing the guitar. And finally, the guy with the book, Ernest Hemingway. Okay, if you think about that, you could probably go backwards or forwards. Now, did you notice anything about those people? Well, what I've done, whether you like it or not, is I've tricked you into memorizing the first 11 places to pi. Pi is that very long infinite number. And what you've just memorized by translating them back into numbers is this. 3.1, that gives you Charles Atlas, 31. 41, That's Dan Aykroyd, DA, 59, EN, Empranero, 26, which is Bram Stoker, 53, Eric Clapton, 58, Ernest Hemingway. So now you can begin to see how it's possible to memorize gigantic numbers. So you only have to go through that little journey a couple of times and translate them back into numbers, and you've got 3.14159265358. Now, that didn't take long to do, did it? So just imagine, how far do you think you could take that? If you work it out, all you need is just enough stages, and once you've got those characters sorted out, you could go on and on. You could easily do 100 digits. Well, not surprisingly, other people have already cottoned onto this, and I think the world record stands at something like 75,000 decimal places to pi. And this is held by somebody in Malaysia. And I reckon he's using this technique. He's got to be using some sort of journey to do this.